Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'm sure many of you were sitting around over the weekend trying to figure out, you know, what you're going to do about this and feeling a little down and out and, you know, just wondering, what can I do? What would lift me up? What would cheer me up, you know, with all this that's going on? And nothing says, you know, cheer me up more than a bunch of self-absorbed Hollywood people who think you want to see their nose hairs while they're staring into a webcam, right? And singing, Imagine.
There's no heaven, easy if you try.
No hell below us,
above us only sky.
Imagine all the people
living for today.
You may say that I'm a dreamer.
Well, maybe an idiot. I don't know.
But I'm not the only one.
How come I didn't shut off my mic?
I hope someday you will join us and the world will live as one.
Now, the beauty behind that song, for some of you who don't know, this, I should have played it through Will Ferrell. Oh, God, if Will Ferrell. Anyway, the beauty behind that song, it's probably one of the first globalist anthems that has ever been made. Right? If you think about John Lennon and what he was saying in that song, he wasn't talking about God or people wanting to worship a God or live their own lives. That wasn't what that song is about at all. When you play the song, imagine all the people. Imagine there's no, think about this. I remember I said it was the globalist, it's the globalist anthem, if you would. Right? Because they're not interested in you being able to worship your God or go to the school you want to go to or anything along those lines. Not at all. So, the, I'm thinking about, imagine there's no, oh, come on. I had the words up here a second ago. It's not a song I committed to memory, sorry. And it's one of those songs that nobody really even gives a whole bunch of thought to. They like the melody. He says, imagine there's no heaven. Right? Imagine there's no... It's easy if you try. Come on, bear with me. No hell below us. Above us only sky. I mean, look where he's going with this. Imagine all the people. Living for today, not for anybody else, just living for today because there is no tomorrow. Right? Imagine there's no countries. It ain't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. Wow. and no religion, too. You get where I'm going with this? No borders, no countries. There's nothing. And he says, no religion, too. Well, religion, because religion is why people kill, right? Nothing love about religion. This is a man whose kids hated him. His three kids, his three boys couldn't stand him because of what he was like. Imagine all the people living life in peace, because if you believe in God, there's no way for you to live in peace, is there? Don't know how to... you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be one. Wow. Right? So, if this isn't globalism, I don't know what is. But let's go on. How many of you have actually listened to these words before? Actually listened to what you're singing, what you're saying, what you're humming along to? Imagine no possessions from a man who was a multi-gabillionaire. Right? Did he give everything away? No. I wonder if he can. No need for greed or hunger. Right? Because we know that in societies where everybody is quote-unquote equal, in the socialist, globalist world they're trying to put together, nobody goes hungry, right? I mean, these guys... Well, actually, I was going to say, these guys were on drugs. We knew he was on drugs. He admitted to it. A brotherhood of man, imagine all the people sharing all the world. We can't. We cannot live in this world as one. We have different cultures. We have different belief systems. We can get along. We can tolerate one another. Right? We get along. There's people in this world that get along that come from two different walks of life, three different walks of life. They're 180 degrees away from each other when it comes to politics and religion and that kind of stuff, and we still get along fine. But that's not good enough for them. They want to take it to the next degree. They want to wipe it all out. Do you remember those early Apple commercials where everybody wore gray suits? Everybody looked the same. They had the same haircuts. These are what these guys consider utopia. Do you really believe that if the government took over everything and tried to make everything equal, there would be no government official driving nice cars, living in mansions, everybody would be equal? You know that wouldn't happen. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, you know, what do they imagine? We were talking about Imagine, about how that whole group of Hollywood stars, I mean, how full of yourself are you when you think that we really care about you singing a Communist Manifesto song, total globalist socialism, if you would. Right? Imagine no borders. Everybody's equal. Nobody owns anything. Well, except for you'd have to have a government now, wouldn't you? I mean, did John Lennon really believe that everybody would behave if nobody owned anything? No money. I mean, just seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'd like to, if I could talk to them directly, I'd say, we don't want to be sung to. You know what I mean? You keep talking about using our money and how we should reach out and what we should do, right? Why don't you take your million or two, take some of that cookie jar money of yours, order ventilators for the hospitals, order masks for the hospitals, put it on our gloves in, right? Donate them to a hospital or some kind of other medical agency or what have you. Or you could pay the salaries and the staffs, or entire staffs, at a bar, a restaurant, a daycare. There's so many places you could use that money. Right? You always talk about being selfless. You're really quick in talking about how we should pay more taxes. We should do more to help out others. Well, why don't you lead by example? Didn't your mama ever teach you that? Seriously. Probably not. You know. Really. I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. You know, Charlie Kirk, you know, he's another one that lays it out pretty simple, stupid, right? But Charlie comes out and said, you know, maybe instead of sending that $1.7 billion in cash to the Iranians who hate us, right, and try to kill us, Obama should have, I don't know, just taken a shot here. Maybe he should have bought some ventilators and more masks and such. What do you think? Again, I'm just throwing it out there for conversation. You know what I mean? and to think, you know, the models that they were giving us for the coronavirus. And now they're trying to say, well, it's because of the measures we took in keeping you people away from each other. That's why the drop is so big. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a clue. But I'm telling you, there was a major fall off in a day or two. That doesn't happen because in a day or two, you haven't been close to a lot of people, right? Close to a lot of people. Seriously. Oh, I got so many stories I want to get to. You don't even know. I'll do the thing with Joy Behar, the governor, because, man, you got to hear that. You know, that one and James Clapper. He's another real peach, if you would. We can play that one, too. Because he finally admitted without knowing he admitted it. That Obama was the one that ordered that whole fake investigation, if you would. And we'll play it. We'll use his words. I don't care. Remember when he told CNN's, what's his name? I can't think of the guy's name. What is his name? Oh, Andrew. God bless. Never mind. Anyhow, he was on CNN. And he was talking, I mean, just rambling on. He said it was Obama who ordered the Trump-Russia hoax. Now, he didn't call it a hoax, but after you hear how he lays it out. Right? He was yakking along. He said that President Obama, if not for President Obama asking for an intelligence community assessment that set off a whole sequence of events, we would not have made the Mueller investigation. You know, now Clapper's a CNN contributor, some of you know, right? He said the effects of the intel assessment are still unfolding. There needs to be just a bit of reading between the lines here, but make no mistake, what Clapper was doing at the time was he was sending out a warning flare that if he's going down, he's taking people with him. But I want you to hear, and I don't have time to play it now. I'll play it when we get back. But I want you to hear him clearly state it was President Obama that sent this in forward motion, if you would. Because, you know, we've been told that he was clean, he didn't know anything about it. And he lied. And nobody's brought up that, right? Has anybody brought up the fact that he flat out lied? It doesn't seem to bother him at all? And now to the, what was it, Me Too movement? And women should be listened to? Did you guys hear about that where Alyssa Milano, she explains that the silence of Joe Biden, you know, and his sexual assault allegations, is because even men deserve due process. But she didn't feel that way with Kavanaugh. She didn't feel that way with Trump. She's defending her decision to stay silent because with the allegations on Joe Biden. Milano's 47 spoke with radio host Andy Cohen during his Cyrus broadcast when Cohen brought up the fact that once again Milano had been a trending topic on Twitter. He gave the actress the floor to speak on the matter, and she did so, choosing her words very carefully. She said, so it's actually quite a serious reason I think I've been, I've endorsed Joe Biden. And there's been accusations against Joe about sexual assault. Now, I've not publicly said anything about this. Right? The charmed alumni, she attended the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh's hearings. Remember that? And she just... Now, Christina Ford, or Professor Ford, she testified that he sexually assaulted her. She said... She's always taken a wait-and-see approach to these kind of sensitive matters, except not for Kavanaugh, she didn't. She jumped right out in front of that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. God bless. 5563. Appreciate your time with me. Don't go far. A lot more stuff coming up. Well, a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
And a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You know, what was really interesting is I started to think during the break, started reading some of the texts some of you sent me, and I'm thinking to myself, isn't it interesting that all these Democrats, who by allowing the homeless people to sleep in the streets of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other major cities, we saw the resurgence of plagues, of diseases that we haven't seen in decades. And it didn't seem to bother them at all. They didn't shut down the city. They didn't shut down areas of the city. None of that. Matter of fact, they told people, deal with it. Right? L.A. City Hall saw the resurgence, again, of diseases that have been gone for decades. And now, all of a sudden, they care. I'm just saying, it was just a mental observation of mine while my brain was spinning during the break. So, you know, I always say to you, when it comes to hate, and the left, no matter what they try to tell you, they are the haters. And they're actually, they're right out front about it. So, and when it comes to the view, the wrong view, as I like to call them, or the dark view, whatever you want, Joey Behar really tried to back Governor Newsom in a corner. And then when he didn't answer the way she wanted, she tried to spin it in such a fashion like she was covering for him. And he told her that he not only did not agree, he didn't like it. Take a listen.
Welcome back. We're back with Governor Gavin Newsom. Joy?
Yes, Governor. You know, it's no secret that you've had a combative relationship with Trump in the past. But lately, you've been praising him for the help he's giving. Well, of course, you have to, because look at how he treats governors who don't, you know.
You hear that? Oh, well, yeah. Maybe that's how she treats her husband. I don't know. Right? He's got to be nice to her and tell her he loves her or else. It's just this is what hate does to you. This is exactly what it does.
Kisses.
Oh, don't do this. Kiss his ring. Come on, say it.
that you've had a combative relationship with Trump in the past. But lately, you've been praising him for the help he's giving. Well, of course, you have to, because look at how he treats governors who don't, you know.
I can't. I'm so mad, I can't handle it. It's just crazy. Yeah, I knew you all knew this was going to happen, right? Because I didn't record it earlier. But anyway. But seriously, she goes on to like to pound on him. And finally he comes back and he says, look, I don't know what's, you know, I really don't know what your issue is, if you would. But here's the deal. I have 60 some odd lawsuits against this guy. If I want to pound on him, if I want to do something to with him or what have you, I'll do it. It's not a problem. Let's try this one more time, okay? Let's just see if we can get something out of this. What do you think? Come on, Joy. You can do this. I promise. All right. Well, never mind. It ain't going to happen. But, again, they hate him so much. That's the problem. They can't see past the hate. They're looking to nail him around every corner. The coronavirus, whether it's the coronavirus or anything along those lines. And I don't know. It is a hate like no other. I don't know how you fix it. I don't think you can. I really don't believe you can at that level. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And no matter what he does, right, wrong, or indifferent, they're not interested. And even though Cuomo, who also doesn't like him, I'm surprised she didn't get Cuomo on the line or in front of her face. Because even Cuomo, who doesn't like him, was giving him, what do you want to say, kudos, if you would. All right, hold on. This might work because I want you to hear this. This is crazy. She's like nuts.
How he treats governors who don't, you know, kiss his ring. The governor of Washington, the governor of Michigan, he said they were not appreciative and told Mike Pence, don't call them back. You know, do you feel like you have to feed this guy's ego to get the respirators and to get the PPEs? Is that what's going on?
Well, let me just acknowledge the frame of your question. We're involved in over 68 lawsuits with the Trump administration, and so there's no question we have had our differences of opinion on many issues. But I just want to remind you and maybe others that are not aware of this, we've been at this since late January. California got a head start in many respects where no one was really paying much attention. We started working with the administration directly to get these repatriated flights from mainland China into the state of California. Many states turned their back on those flights and those repatriation missions. California embraced them. We also had that Grand Princess, that large cruise ship, where we worked very collaboratively with the federal government, developed strong relationships of trust around the emergency planning and how we can bring those passengers back into our diverse communities and all across the rest of the country. As a consequence of that, our relationship began earlier than most. And so from that perspective, all I can say is, from my perspective, the relationship has been strong, and I'm not doing it to kiss the ring. I'm not doing it in a way, you know, that I'm just being forthright with the president. He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive. We got that mercy ship down here in Los Angeles. That was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations. And that's been very, very helpful. And to the extent we're going to need more, we will. And I'll let you know in a few weeks if that relationship continues.
Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a staunch Trump supporter, received.
I love this one, too. I mean, she's another one. She's coming after him. She's trying to get him to admit that there's something wrong. And, you know, with all the money they make, she couldn't, like, buy herself a better microphone? I don't know.
100% of his first request from the federal government, despite being widely criticized for his very slow response in that state. Some are saying that some states are getting preferential treatment from the president. If that is the case, do you foresee governors basically having to work together and just sort of bypass the administration?
So you actually see the states doing what they're supposed to be doing and kind of trying to help themselves and work together to keep their people safe. Is that kind of what I'm saying here?
Well, the good news is governors are already doing that in a very collaborative way, where you have these governor-only calls, the National Governors Association's organizing. And as I said, we are working collaboratively with the procurement agents in different states to see if we can go together to avoid not just the inability or ability to get more protective gear, but deal with price gouging and leverage our resources and a resourceful mindset. But here's the stubborn fact. I have handed out some, well, specifically... 35.9 million N95 masks. We received from the national stockpile so far 1,089,000. So I'll repeat that. Almost 36 million masks we've distributed in the state of California. We received just over 1 million from the federal government. That's not a cheap shot. That's not finger pointing. It's just reality. And so when
and that's the funny thing. I always get a kick out of this, right? He's right. It's not a cheap shot. It's the reality. So it was our expectation, because I've got to tell you something, you need psychiatric care if you believe this, is our expectation that the federal government is ready to handle everything, any kind of virus, any kind of natural disaster, that they are just a vast wealth of endless resources? Is that what they're believing? I mean, I'm just asking a question. Because it's impossible. It's impossible to know how fast they're going to spread and what the respirators were. Remember, the World Health Organization in the early days were telling us this was of no consequence. This was not a big deal. That China had it under control. Which is why Trump said they sent so much support to China in terms of, you know, medical equipment and what have you, because they didn't think it was going to leave China. They didn't think it was going to be a problem. Somebody told me today that they were seeing private jets coming to some of these airports. Where are they coming from? China. I don't know how they're getting in. I don't know how they're getting checked in or getting permission to land here. I have no clue. Not even going to try to guess. But this is the hate that these people have for him. It doesn't matter what it is. Even with Newsom, who's on their team, on their side, said, no, the president's doing a fine job. They're still digging. Because they can't accept it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Jumping into your house, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. You know, it's when we had the investigation going on, if you've just tuned in, we're kind of talking about the hate. I mean, the hate that this group has for Trump. And it doesn't matter what he does or how he does, you know. The press is not acknowledging some of the drugs the president was talking about that are actually helping people out, helping people come, you know, fight this virus. But they won't give him credit for it. Not going to do it. Because that would mean they have to say something nice about him. And they can't do it. But these are the loving, tolerant people. These are the ones that keep telling us how much they care. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They just don't care. So anyway, at the time of the interview, I don't know if anybody caught it or really paid attention to it, but Clapper actually said it was all Obama's doing. What they agreed to do, what they went into, what they had going on, was all known to Obama. He knew what was going on. But he's still running around in a $15 million home at Martha's Vineyard. You know, where the sea is going to rise and overtake the home in a few years? That place. Anderson Cooper, that was the name I was looking for. And so let's hear what he had to say in that interview, and he'll, you know, then I'll let you comment on it. How's that?
is done investigating the president. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is calling on Congress to investigate former top U.S. intelligence.
I don't want to hear Sarah. I don't want to hear Sarah. Sarah,
agent in colluding with another government.
Well, joining us now is former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, author of Facts and Fears, Hard Truths from a Life of Intelligence, and was named there by Sarah Sanders.
Come so, on,
Director
Jimmy,
Clapper, what is your reaction to what Sanders said?
Well, first, I wonder if she was conflating or confusing collusion, whatever that is, with the Russian interference. And certainly...
See, collusion... They called it collusion. The Democrats called it... You know, they all called it collusion. So when he says, you know, what's she confusing? Well, she's confusing what your people are saying, Jimmy.
Those of us that she named, John Brennan and Jim Comey and I, were part of the group that were tasked by President Obama to put together all the reporting we had on the Russian interference, and which we did. President Obama directly and personally confronted Putin about the Russian interference in September and did not accept at face value Putin's protestations. John Brennan directly did the same thing with his counterpart on October 7th of 16. We put out a statement. I say we, Jay Johnson, then Secretary of Homeland Security, and I put out a statement, pretty forthright one, about warning of the Russian interference in our election. This was a month before the election, which unfortunately got drowned out by the Access Hollywood tape revelation. On December 29th, the administration, issued a series of sanctions. PNG, 35 Russian operatives, closed two dachas, etc. And then, of course, on January 6th, we issued our intelligence community assessment documenting the Russian interference, in which we had very high confidence in the evidence that we present.
Now, I know this is kind of older news, but the facts are still there. The facts are still the same. And to show you how much hate they had for these guys, even though they had the guy that's on their side, he's saying Trump didn't collude. Take a listen.
Added to then President-elect Trump at Trump Tower. I think what gives rise now, and I once again emphasize that in that intelligence community assessment, there was nothing about collusion because we didn't have sufficient evidence of that.
You hear that? There was nothing about collusion because there was none. We couldn't find the evidence because there was none. You can't find something that doesn't exist. If it was so bad, so overrunning, so terrible, they should have tripped over it. There should have been so much of it.
Included. And I stated publicly, starting with March 4th of 2017, when I appeared on Meet the Press. And I consistently said we didn't have the evidence at the time contemporaneously, and it was my great hope that the Mueller investigation would resolve that once and for all, and apparently it did. And regardless of your political stripes, whether you're an opponent or proponent of President Trump, that's a good thing for all of America.
So you hear him saying here that Obama ordered it. Obama ordered it put together. They couldn't find any evidence against Trump or that Trump actually colluded with the Russians. He doesn't want to call it Russian collusion anymore. He wanted to change it to Russian interference, which still had nothing to do with the president. And yet you still hear today Eric Swalwell and Shifty Schiff and those guys referring to it like it's real. It's like right now and real. So when they can't find stuff that lines up with their way of thinking, with what they want to believe or want you to believe, they blow it off and move on. Maybe that's the way to do it. I don't know. I'm not into it like that, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you guys have been hearing about Zoom. It's being used, it's actually being used by a lot of people to... conference calls to stay in touch with family, that kind of thing. Which is, you know, probably a good thing. I'm not saying it's bad at all. And what we're finding out now, though, as always happens in these things, that some of these connections, and, you know, frankly, people, some of the connections, they do, many of the connections go through China, places like that. They're called point of entry servers. And that is, you know, when things are flying across the world, You used to say when things are flying across the country. But when things are flying across the world, you need a funnel point. You need a point, a computer system or a network of computers that pull that data in and figure out where it needs to go. You ever wonder how your uncle sitting in Boston and I'm sitting here and I send him a note and he can hear me hit the key and it pops up on his screen? How does something move that fast? These machines were all set up to understand where it's coming from, where it needs to go, and get to there pretty darn quick. And that's okay. I mean, I'm okay with data moving like that. But remember that anything that moves through the Chinese hands, anything that goes through China, a China server, really and honestly and for true, they've got control of. They'll grab the stuff and they'll dissect it and they'll figure it out on their own. They'll reverse engineer it, if you would. You know, we need to think this stuff through. I'm even getting to the point now where I'm thinking to myself, you know how I used to say we have to get Americans back to work. When Obama was president, I'd say, we got to get Americans back to work. And the way you do that is you buy American-made cars, you buy American-made products and equipment. And I know it takes a little bit of work sometimes. You have to take your time. You have to find it. You have to decide, you know, it is American-made. It is the product you're looking for. It is as good as what your quality is you're looking for. Well, now I'm telling you, stop buying Chinese. I'm not talking about the food. Get over yourself. Stop buying stuff made in China. Stop feeding the beast. Stop feeding. Now, nothing against the Chinese people. Let's just be clear. I don't know them. And the few Chinese people I know seem to be very nice people. All right? But the bottom line with it is when it comes to the Chinese government, they could care less. They want total control. They want to be the superpower. They want to be the people that rule over everyone and everything. The difference is without a God, without a higher power, without somebody bigger and more powerful than yourself, then you're it. The Chinese government believes themselves to be God. And if you don't believe that, then you're not part of the family in their mind. And that doesn't mean that you get thrown out of the house and you get to leave. No, you get to die. It's really that simple. And if you really believe that with 1.3, right, what is it 1.3 or 1.6 billion people? Over a billion people. That all they have is 87,000 cases of the COVID virus, whatever. And I don't know what it was when I was looking. Was it 3,000 deaths or something like that? If you really believe that, I got some property I need to sell you. And I'll give you a good price, sight unseen. And other countries along those lines. Russia's been awful quiet lately, kind of unnerving me. But again, I go back to paying attention to what's going on. We allow China, we do this all the time, just like we do with Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them. We allow them to get this foothold. We allow them to get this powerful. And then what happens? Right? You sit there, start scratching your head and say, how did that happen? Right? How is it that China makes the majority of our medicine? I just read an article today that said 84% of the ingredients, forget the product itself, okay, 83 or 84% of the ingredients for medication comes from China. So when they're making medication for us that requires, you know, other chemicals, they're making those chemicals for that medication. Right? That's nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang out, got a lot more coming up after the break. Next hour is the Gen Z/Millennial Hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.